نو موږ د دې وجه نه راغلی چې دا
فای سټیډیر میبي طالبان وود هاف کیلډ می
دیس فورمر افغان آرمی سولجر One of thousands fleeing the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan, arriving in the U.S. just as the Taliban took the capital city of Kabul. One of the lucky ones to make a plane out. Fearful to show his face on camera, he spoke to us through a translator to protect his identity. Now safe in the U.S., he's still scared what the Taliban may do to family back home.
They're coming inside of the houses of everyone, and they're taking out those military guys from inside their house and torturing them. Sometimes they are killing them.
I am worried about my relatives in Afghanistan, like my uncle, aunt, and others, because their life is in danger.
This 16-year-old and his family left behind nearly everything but the clothes on their backs. They arrived in the U.S. a few days ago. His father is an engineer who helped the U.S. forces fight the Taliban. And he says the perilous 14-hour journey was the best day of his life. Thankful, he says, to continue life in America.
In the airport of Afghanistan, you are seeing lots of people that they want to go out of the country, but they don't have any chance.
State Department officials say soon more than 800 additional Afghan allies, like the ones we spoke with, will board flights to the U.S., with many more to come.
And organize the evacuation of thousands and thousands of Afghans.
So you just heard that 800 number, that's at some point very soon. The last number that we've heard who've already been settled in the U.S., 2,000, but the State Department says that they're expecting up to 22,000 people coming from Afghanistan that will eventually be settled in places here all across the country. Marnie?